You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
With federal prosecutors poring over Hunter Biden's finances, investigating whether he violated federal tax law, a representative for the president's son tells NBC News his IRS bill totaling about $2 million has been paid off. Two people familiar with the matter say the money was arranged by one of the younger Biden's new attorneys, Hollywood lawyer Kevin Morris, best known for brokering a deal for the South Park TV show.
Does paying that tax bill wash away any liability that Hunter Biden may have now?
Paying the tax bill, if in fact that's what he did, doesn't undo the crime. It would be like returning money to a bank that you still robbed the bank.
I'm so happy that Hunter Biden has paid his taxes on the millions and millions of dollars that he gained illegally, let us say. That was Hallie Jackson reporting from CNBC, and we're going to hear more about the Hunter Biden fiasco in just a little while. Good afternoon. I'm Randy Mayfield, by the way. It's great to be with you. I am filling in for Mr. Larry Connors for the second day here on Friday as he is out. But I assure you, he will be back on Monday, God willing. Because I don't know if I could do this another day. It's tough. Larry is a talented newsman, and I am a singer, pastor. I'm used to preaching and singing and doing my thing, but running a two-hour show right off the bat is tough. So I'm glad you're tuning in today on KXEN Radio, as well as those of you who are live streaming on Rumble.com. And you just go to Rumble.com and put in the search engine Larry Connors USA, click on live, and here we are, or you can click on one of our past shows as well. But it is great to have you with it. Just to refresh your memory, as I said, I'm Randy Mayfield. I've been a pastor here in the St. Louis area for about 42 years. I served at the Central Presbyterian Church in Clayton, Missouri. Beautiful church there. It looks very gothic, like something from England. I actually had a friend, one of our rock star friends, Mark, from England, came to Central Presbyterian Church because he said it looked like a British church. And he came to know the Lord at our church, so that was great. Ken Hensley from Uriah Heep, some of you may remember him. He went to meet his maker a couple years ago, but he's a great guy. And we sang together in a band for a couple years. That's just an aside. So I worked as the served, really. I didn't work. It's been my calling. But I served as the pastor of missions and outreach, traveled over 90 countries, took hundreds and hundreds of people with me around the world. I just got back from Portugal a week and a half ago, and I'm heading to Iraq later this year. I didn't tell you all this, but Larry and I have been friends for over 40 years, and I know his family well. I sang at one of his daughter's weddings. I baptized one of his grandchildren. So we've been friends. He was actually responsible for getting me into St. Louis and at Central Church. And he tells me, he told them, don't hire him. He won't be there long enough because he thought I would move on to something greater. But you know what? God's calling where you are is great. And for 42 years, I was able to serve this church and really do what God called me to do, to share in missions, to sing. And so that's how I ended up in Central. And I didn't mention the other day, I have a beautiful wife, Sharon. She's a California girl. We're in California a lot still because our family is there. And two amazing kids, Amanda, who lives in Alaska with her husband, Brian. Justin, who lives in San Francisco with his wife, Grishma. She's from India. Great name. They just had a wonderful Indian wedding last year in India. It went on for days. And then I have two unbelievable grandchildren. If you want to see my grandchildren any day of the week, go to my Facebook page, Randy Mayfield on Facebook, and there they are, my lovely kids from Alaska, Afton, who is 8 years old, and Kellen, who is 18 months. For some reason, my daughter loves Irish and Scottish names, so we have Afton and Kellen. And there's a song on one of my albums called Sweet Afton Flows Gently. It's based on the Scottish river that my granddaughter is named after, Afton. So with just a minute left in this segment, let me just tell you what's coming up. We did have that clip from Hunter Biden. He's back in the news again, well after the 2020 election when he first came into the news and everybody denied what was going on. But it seems like he raked in about $11 million from some controversial business dealings in China and Ukraine. And we'll talk about this and how his father, who was vice president at the time, is now the president of the United States. So we'll talk about Hunter Biden, how he denies what happened, his father denies what happened, and then suddenly they get a computer that gives them all the information that says, oh, this might be true. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes to talk about Hunter Biden and several other wonderful things. We have guests from St. Louis and from Ukraine right after this.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
The records show Hunter Biden's company received nearly $5 million in consulting contracts from that joint venture funded by a Chinese energy company. A snapshot of Hunter Biden's spending shows that for about 5 months in late 2017 and early 2018, he spent more than $200,000 a month on things like luxury hotel rooms, cash withdrawals, dental work, and payments on a Porsche, according to documents on the hard drive, a time period in which Hunter Biden has acknowledged struggling with drug addiction. His laptop itself, a subject of controversy after documents recovered from it were brought to light by the Biden's political opponents. And with the chain of custody in question, in 2020, some experts suggested the laptop's contents bore hallmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. Since then, several news organizations have authenticated many emails from the laptop. The president has defended his son.
That is just, that is so sweet. My son has not done any of these things about, what are you talking about, China? Like Biden, somewhat clueless, I guess. But so these eye-popping figures came out when they popped open his laptop, and the contents were reported first by the Post in 2020. It's just 2 years old, and nobody believed it. All the mainstream, oh, this didn't happen. It's a, you know, cover-up thing. It's just they're trying to do whatever. It's an enormous amount of money for Hunter Biden, who was a transactional attorney with former White House ethics lawyer Richard Painter, told the Post that for a lawyer who does what he does, $11 million payments was a lot. So the whole issue appeared to be a lie, and it has been since proven to be, denied by Hunter Biden, denied by your president, Mr. Biden. He did have connections to China. He did have connections to Ukraine, and he did make millions of dollars. It's all coming to the head. I read some other reports that, yeah, they found a lot of stuff on that computer. But they don't even, they're not even concerned with the pornography and all the other things that were there and the drug use that he talked about. They're talking about how he scammed the American government and used his father, the then vice president, to help him get all these things done. And you heard the reports from the mainstream. Both the New York Times and the Washington Post recently authenticated for themselves some of the emails that were found on the computer. And also there was a federal grand jury probe in Delaware that focused on tax fraud, money laundering, violation of lobbying laws, all of this by Hunter Biden. So, but what are you talking about? President Biden says, are you China, Ukraine? I don't know what you're talking about. By the way, I apologize at the end of the first segment. I'm a rookie here. This is my second day on the job. I forgot to say lock and load, ready on the right. So there it is. Now you know that you're at the right program and you're listening to Larry Connors USA with his trying very hard guest host, Randy Mayfield. I want to get into a little bit about what's going on with gas and oil. And let's listen to this and we'll talk about it in just a second.
Probably the most challenging energy crisis we've been in 50 years. As you said, diesel and gasoline prices are at all-time highs and inventories at all-time lows. And what did the administration do this week? What was their major energy announcement? It was to pull millions of acres of federal leases off the table and potentially trap billions of barrels into the ground. It's really frustrating. I mean, this administration has no strategy to help us get out of it. And frankly, all the actions that they take are counterproductive to those of us who are trying to solve this problem.
Yeah, and that's Tim Stewart. He's the U.S. Oil and Gas Association president. And he was reporting on Fox News that we're not helping the situation here. We know there's a crisis in Russia and Ukraine. We know oil is limited there. But we also know there's reasons for that. We can produce more oil than we need. We could import oil, or export oil, sorry. We could export oil to other countries, but we have chosen not to do that, even though under the last presidency we were opening up some pipelines and things were starting to happen. But now it seems important, but it's too late. Breitbart reported that the American Petroleum Institute Vice President Frank Macchiarola attributes the increased gas prices to Biden's mismanagement of the U.S. oil supply. Yeah, I think so. Unfortunately, this has become a pattern. The administration talks about the need for more supply and acts to restrict it, but they're not doing anything about it, and they're not acting on some of the things. Gas prices have constantly risen since President Biden's inauguration. He launched a war on oil, and that included the Keystone XL and the Enbridge Line 5 pipelines. And more recently, he canceled three oil and gas leases near Alaska's coast in the Gulf of Mexico. Why is gas prices going up? Yes, you can say it's the war in Ukraine. You can say, COVID. I mean, blame it on COVID. Everything gets blamed on COVID. Now it's going to be blamed on the monkeypox, I guess. I don't know. But he canceled a 1 million-acre oil lease in Alaska. And when you're shutting down pipelines and canceling all these kind of things gas is going to go up. And, man, it's unbelievable. I know here in St. Louis, when I came back from overseas in Portugal, where I expected to be $7, $8 a gallon, and I come back and see it's $4.50 a gallon in St. Louis, I think, well, I guess we're blessed compared to Europe. But then in California, where my wife and I spend a lot of time, it's $6 for regular, and unfortunately we drive cars that it costs $6.59 for premium. You know, that's what you get for driving those high-end cars. We are getting a hybrid. Even though I know they're saying this whole electrical grid cannot support everybody having electrical cars right now, it would go out. But we're going to at least get a hybrid. So if we run out of electricity, we can go on gas and it charges it back up. Get a hybrid. That's not a promotion for anybody, but it's a rude awakening, though, when I fill up my car. So White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. She's the new one, I guess. Just came on not too long ago. She'll be here for another month or so, I would think. I hope she makes it that long. She reports that Biden understands what the American people are going through. He understands because, see, President Biden every morning gets up and he drives his car to the gas station and he fills it up and he pays $6, $7 a gallon, which is tough on his pocketbook because he and his wife only made $15 million last year. But he understands. He's one of the people. And, of course, he's blaming it on who? Vladimir Putin. It's Putin's price hike. Yeah, but President Biden, Putin didn't cancel all these oil leases. Putin didn't shut down the pipelines in America. Yeah. Okay, well, so when you're filling up your car tomorrow, when you're driving out of, you know, Pennsylvania Avenue, going down the street to fill up at the 76 station, think about us as well, okay? Because it's getting bad. Okay, I'll get off of the whole gas thing. It's killing us, though. It's hitting all of us. We know that. How about some border policy news updates? It's still going on. This has been an issue that's gone on forever. They nailed Trump on it, and yet we are now having more people cross the borders than ever before in the history of the world. And here's a little bit that tells us something about it.
Where's all the AOCs and the congressman from Texas, Castro? Where's he at? They all come running down the border during our administration when a migrant died. Now, under Joe Biden's administration, more migrants have died under his first year than any year of my career. 700. And they're not saying a word about it. You know, this border policy, open borders to policies, when you open the border like you did, and Joe Biden makes the promises he made, and Secretary Mayorkas refuses to detain him, he wants to release him as quick as possible, the most vulnerable people in the world are going to put themselves in the hands of criminal cartels who don't care about them. They will leave them stranded on the trail to die. I've seen it in my own career. I've held many dying children in my career. Things I will never forget that haunt me to this day, which is why I'm so emotional about this subject. Secure borders save lives. President Trump's policies, when we secure that border's highest level in history, a lot of lives were saved. And that's what irritates me so much about this administration.
He knows of what he speaks. It's Tom Homan. He was the former acting director of ICE. You guys hear the word ICE? It's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, if you didn't know that, but that's what it is. And this is what he had to say to the Fox Business News about the policies. Yes, where are the AOCs and the others in the left side who were screaming and hollering about all the tragedies at the border? Well, the tragedies have increased, and their feedback and their shame and horror has decreased because, there's a Democrat in the office now, president. So those immigrants and illegal immigrants, by the way, and refugees are not as important. The fact that they're dying more than have died in the past, according to Tom Homan. Also, some breaking news from yesterday. And Larry gave me an update just a few minutes ago regarding the abortion debate. Reuters reported this. Oklahoma lawmakers on Thursday gave final approval to a bill that would ban nearly all abortions and would allow private citizens to sue anyone who helps women terminate a pregnancy. That's going to cause a lot of debate and discussion, of course. The bill would take effect immediately upon being signed by the Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, making it the most restrictive abortion ban in the United States. That's in Oklahoma. The Republican-backed legislation bans abortion from the moment of fertilization, making exceptions only in the cases of medical emergency, rape, or incest. The bill text says it does not prohibit the use of contraception or emergency contraception. So, you know, the reproductive rights people are up in arms over this. They're upset. Our patients are frightened. They're confused. The new reality they now live in, the reality they live in is not reality at all. When you go to these pregnancy resource centers, they don't, the Planned Parenthood, they don't show you that you have a baby in there, which places like Thrive and other Christian organizations and groups do. As I said yesterday, 80%, 75 to 80% of the women who see a living baby with hands, feet, arms, and a beating heart inside their womb choose not to have an abortion. This is why Planned Parenthood does not want you to think or know or see that there's a baby involved there. So, yeah, they're upset. Oklahoma's among the country's Republican-led states rushing to pass anti-abortion laws, anticipating the U.S. Supreme Court that will soon overturn Roe v. Wade, we think. The 1973 case established the constitutional right to abortion. A couple other things real quickly in this hour. The housing market, if any of you have been in the housing market selling or buying, that's a big issue facing all Americans right now. The rate of sales of previously owned homes fell in April, the third straight month of declining sales, but prices climbed to a record high. Existing home sales fell 2.4%, and it's the slowest rate since June 2020. Home prices, however, are skyrocketing. The median existing home price in April, last month, rose to a record $391,200. That's the existing median home price in America. Well, some people are living in some pretty highfalutin places, I guess. But that's 14.8% above last year's price. Now, my kids live in Alaska. They've been there 13 years. They're going to move to Ohio. That is a big difference. They have a beautiful beach below them and the mountains filled with snow behind them, and they're going to Ohio, Bluffton, Ohio. Don't even look for it. It's not on the map. It's not near anything. But the good thing about this whole situation is they had to sell their house in Alaska in order to get a place in Ohio, and they sold it in 2 days at $50,000 over their asking price. But the problem is they can't find a house in Ohio right now. I think they're looking at one right now. Of course, it's half the price because it's Ohio. But selling a home is pretty good. Our home, I can't believe how the market has gone up on housing. But the sales, though, it says, are coming down because a lot of it is because there's just nothing to buy right now. So sales are going down, but prices are going up. And people are paying the asking price. If they find the house they want and they love, they're paying for it. And home builders have slowed construction on single-family homes, much more anticipated in April as inflation pushed the costs up. Not only inflation, but my kids are telling me in Ohio they were looking for a new home to build, and they can't get the lumber, they can't get the labor, and it's all because of Trump. No, I mean, there's a lot of things. COVID, inflation, the war. There's a lot of stuff. Things have slowed down, but we press on. And we just know that we're going to get through this. And we're hoping that our leadership will help lead us through this. We'll be back.
USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Roughly 3 weeks after President Biden initially requested this funding, the Senate passed today this 10th aid package for Ukraine, and at $40 billion. It's much more than President Biden's initial request. This $40 billion is divided into a couple sections. I'll tell you a little bit about where this money is going to go. There will be $19 billion in defense and intelligence support. $15 billion will go to the State Department for Humanitarian and Refugee Aid, almost $4.5 billion to disaster aid, and $5 billion will go to the oversight of this money.
$5 billion to the oversight. I think I'd like to be on that committee. I'll see that they get the money if you give me $5 billion. Now, I know it takes more than that, but it's kind of crazy. This package is huge, and how fast it went through the Senate at an 80% rate, only 11 Republicans voted against it. It's kind of amazing when we think about all the issues we've got going on. And this has been in the news day after day after day. But it's $40 billion. So the 11 Republicans voted against it on Thursday. And it didn't really matter. It's going to go through. The entire Senate voted for this gargantuan aid package to the embattled European nation of Ukraine. And of course, I love Ukraine. We're going to talk to one of my Ukrainian friends later on the next hour. And I know they need help, but this is our 10th aid package for them. So billions and billions and billions of dollars. And it is making a difference. It's helping. I just wonder, gosh, it's kind of like anything that the government approves, those, $5,000 hammers and things like that. You wonder what's going on. So Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell have tried quickly to advance the package of this bill, and they managed to pass it with support of majority of Democrats and Senate Republicans. Less than a year after the war in Afghanistan, Republicans are whipping votes up for the Democrats to pour billions more into a foreign war with almost no debate. The senior GOP aide told Breitbart News, Americans are sick of this kind of nation building and have no interest in flirting in a new war with Russia. So, and of course, Senator Paul, who was one of the ones who voted against it, single-handedly tried to hold this aid package up, but he couldn't do it. He made a few comments. He said, I think it's important to know that we don't have money to send. We have to borrow money from China. China, whatever Trump used to say. What do you call it, China? We have to borrow money from China to give it to Ukraine. That doesn't make sense to me. We're borrowing from one country that we have major, major issues with to give to Ukraine. So I think most people get that. Many Republicans will say that when it's a new social program, that's one thing. But if it's military aid to a country, they're like, we can borrow that. That's just justified borrowing. Well, I don't know how that works. So the current situation in Ukraine, what's going on right now in Ukraine?
Well, certainly it's not surprising that there'd be some discord given what's happening to the Russians these last few months. I mean, it's totally unexpected on their part, and most of the rest of us fairly surprised as well. But look what's happened. I mean, they've lost the battle for Kyiv, which was their major objective. They're losing the battle for Kharkiv, the second largest city. There's some remnants north of the city that have not withdrawn yet. And the Ukrainians are counterattacking to drive them out of there. And their second offensive, the Donbass, which was their major objective that they wanted to accomplish in so-called second phase of the war, has stalled out somewhat. They made some progress in Luhansk Republic, but not in the Donetsk. So here we are at a point, I think, where the Ukrainians, within the next few weeks, will have an opportunity to conduct a counteroffensive, not just a counterattack, but a counteroffensive to drive the Russians out of the territory, particularly in the south and east that they've occupied. And that opportunity will be there. And it's really very important and critical for the 40 nations that said they were going to help the Ukraine, led by the United States, continue to provide the support they need.
Yeah, that's General Jack Keane. He's a retired four-star general who states that Ukraine is more than holding its own in the war. There's even some splits in the Kremlin. By the way, just to clarify, that's the Donbass region. I've been called something similar, but it's not it's Donbass. That's the region he's talking about. We'll follow up on that in just a minute. We're going to talk to Larry Kidlow. General Keane was speaking to him on Fox News about Putin and what he thinks about Putin. So stay with us on that, and we'll also have our special guest coming up a little later on. He is an amazing man, and I think you're going to enjoy listening to him. And he's going to tell us about his adventures around the world.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden costs. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Was that for me, especially Pretty Woman? Hi, you're listening to Larry Connors USA live here on KXEN and streaming on Rumble.com. Larry Connors USA. You put in the list there. I'm Randy Mayfield. I am not Larry Connors. Larry will be back with you on Monday, but I've been sitting in for Larry the last couple of days. So glad to do that. My next guest is a very good friend and a brother, Pat Bradley. Pat is the president and founder of Crisis Aid, a global ministry that does so many great things, including the protection of women and children from sex trafficking. He has hunger aid programs for those starving around the world. He's established medical clinics and so much more. This man, well, best of all, he's been forgiven and redeemed by God, and he's traveled all over the world to bring care and comfort to so many. Pat, you've done it all, and it's so good to have you with us today. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Randy. It's good to be with you.
I think I should introduce you at all your speaking engagements. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that.
That was really good.
I usually just tell them to say, the man, the legend, Pat Bradley. Pat, we have known each other.
Like,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I should have recorded that.
Yeah. Well, it's recorded and streaming on rumble.com for you to listen to later. Hey, listen, man, we've known each other quite a while, and it's been a joy having a relationship with you. Besides all of those things, you have a great coffee. It's called O Coffee.
We do. It's a single origin coffee from near Getafe, Ethiopia, one of the highest quality coffee beans in the world.
So good.
Every single year. Yeah, and we use the profits of that to help pay for our project.
Yeah, I know. That's what's so cool. And when people buy the O Coffee, they get a little card in there that tells them about the ministry it goes to and what's happening. Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm running a little low, but anyway, that's beside the point. But here's what I do. We have a Keurig machine, and you have to drink those little pods. Well, no, you don't. I have that little thing that you can grind your own coffee and put it in the little pod and make it. So I make O Coffee every morning when I drink coffee, and I love it.
Good.
And I do it fresh. Good. I grind the beans. Okay, that's not why you're here to talk about your coffee beans, but I do love them. You have been doing ministry and work in Afghanistan with the Taliban, Sudan, Haiti, Kenya, Ethiopia, as you just spoke of. Just tell us a little bit about your story, who you are, and how you got engaged in this kind of work around the world.
Oh, well, that's a kind of a big story.
It is. I know. And I do know there's a book coming out. You don't have to tell us the whole book, but yeah.
Okay. Basically, I'm a recovering alcoholic. Was married to my wife and had two small children. Had a serious drinking problem. My wife divorced me, and next thing I know, I started this quest for God and joined Alcoholics Anonymous. And 2 years, and the full story's in the book, but 2 years after we were divorced, I had given my life to Christ, and my ex-wife and I gotten remarried. Mm-hmm. And she's been the love of my life and my best friend ever since.
I use that same line, by the way, because I have a new book out. I always say, well, it's the full story's in the book if you'd like to pick it up. That's a good pitch. By the way, when is the book coming out?
I don't know. It's probably, honestly, I am sending the final version right back to the editor by the end of the day so he doesn't kill me.
Yeah.
And then, or the publisher, and then probably the fourth quarter of this year is my best.
I hope so. I got to pre-check it out. You let me pre-check it out. And I mean, I was amazed about some of the stories. And tell us some of the things that your ministry does around the world. It's just amazing.
Well, we're very much involved in sex trafficking rescue girls here in St. Louis in the United States. We work very closely with law enforcement, FBI, local, state highway patrol. We've got five offices here in St. Louis where we work with police and in the detective bureaus with police. So we have employees working next side by side to the detectives, catching or getting these girls before the pimps and the traffickers get them.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
We got one, we're open one in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're going to open a second one in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we're looking at one in the Colorado Springs office. We also have a home here in St. Louis for girls that are victims of sex trafficking that are rescued. And we're going to be building one in Grand Rapids.
Wow. And you have international sex trafficking ministry as well. You've told me about some of those stories.
Yeah, we do. We have in East Africa, we have a home right now. We've got about 34 girls in it. We're finishing construction of a home that will house 100 girls, 20 or 40 children, and a full-time staff. And that thing's going to go on for the next 2, 3, 4 generations.
Oh,
so that's... Yeah, and we're working in this red light district pastor that's got thousands of girls that are just literally, they're literal sex slaves. And so.
Yeah, I remember you said you went in and out down the streets and found these girls, and some of them just pulled them out. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, so far we've had about 800 girls we've rescued out of that red light district in the last. And we started that in 2006, so we've been at this for quite a while.
Yeah, you have. And then you do a lot of feeding programs and medical help as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. We have two pediatric clinics in East Africa in areas where there's just no medical help whatsoever. And our focus right now is we're treating severely malnourished children. When I use that term, that means those children will die 100% of the time if they don't get help. And so on an average year, we will see probably 30,000 children.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's the food shortages is serious. It's been that way since 2003 when we began our first programs there. Right now, I think we're feeding close to 12,000 people a month in that part of the country.
That's
so we're
unbelievable.
Looking to expand that. Yeah. It's grace of God, and we got some great donors, you know, faithful people.
Yeah, and you're doing a lot of great stuff at the medical clinic. I know some of the stories you told about mothers who bring in – there's one story I remember, a mother who brought in her two kids, but she just brought one that she thought could be saved, and the other one sat in the corner. And I just – man, so sad to see the situations. Yeah, so what's happening here in the St. Louis area where people can get engaged or in touch with you? Do you have I know you have offices here in St. Louis, and do you need volunteers? Do you need helpers? I know you need donations. How can we help?
Sure, yeah, donations are always great, and we could use volunteers. They can go to our website at crisisaid.org, and on the home screen there is a drop-down menu, and it says Getting Involved, I believe is the title, and so you can contact us that way or call 314-487-1400. And we have a big feeding program here in St. Louis area where we're feeding about 4,000 families every month.
Mm.
So we can always use volunteer help with that.
Great. Give us that. I know it's crisisaid.org. And what's the number again? 314-487?
1400.
So, folks, if you're listening and you want to get involved with this, there's a lot going on. I don't know how you do it all. And here's the deal. You're all over the world. You're doing this mission. And then you call me up and say, hey, you want to do lunch? When do you have time to do lunch?
Well, I have great staff.
You usually have time when I'm buying. But, I mean, I'm just saying it's you know.
No, I don't usually have time when you're buying. I always have time when you're going
to
buy.
we need to get together again soon.
We do. We're way overdue.
Yeah, I'll be out of town for a little bit, but I'll be back in June. Well, you know. Pat, this has been awesome. I'm grateful for what you've been doing and what you continue to do, and I'm really looking forward to your book coming out. I know that, like I say, some of the stories that I got to read, it's been amazing. And once again, folks, you can help the ministry, but also get some great coffee. It's called OH Coffee.
That's right. OCoffee.com.
O Coffee what?
OCoffee.com.
Oh, OCoffee.com. So they can go directly there. They don't have to go through. But you'll have a link on your crisisaid.org too, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So what would you just close us with about sharing with some of the listeners about how they can get involved, even with your ministry, but also with just helping with crisis and with people around the world? Share just a little bit of your heart of what it means to you and how you think people can benefit from just getting out there and helping other people the way you do.
Sure. You know, we have a phrase, our phrase at Crisis Aid is refuse to do nothing. And I think the thing that, you know, speaking in churches over these last 20 years and talking to so many people, people want to do things, but they're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And so many Christians are afraid to step out because they don't, oh, am I going to be in the will of God? How do I know I'm hearing God? You know, it's very simple. Just if you see a need, start to meet it right then and there and see what God does in your life and how he will lead you and guide you. It's really not rocket science. It's like, okay, let's see what's right in front of me that I can do. How can I help this person?
Yeah.
And that is the simplest, easiest way to get involved and to find the purpose that God has for you in your life. And I want people to understand that I'm a recovering alcoholic. I was at the bottom of the barrel, and God is using us and doing great things. Anybody that's listening to this, Randy, can do greater things than I do.
Oh,
I have no special talents. All I did was say, okay, yes, God, whatever, and the rest has been history, as the phrase goes.
Well, obedience and availability are huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I love I love that comment, refuse to do nothing. And, mm-hmm. you know, we say, well, God, what should I do? If you see a need in front of you, meet it. That's God's will.
Mm-hmm.
If someone needs help, if someone needs a place to live, if someone needs a place to go, and you meet that need, you're in God's will because that's who he is. If you know the nature of God, you know those things. Well, I wish we had more time to chat, but, Pat, let me just say, you have been a blessing to me in my life, and I know you've been a blessing to hundreds and thousands of others. So I just thank you, and we'll talk again soon. God bless.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, "We see you here all the time." I said, "Yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador." Truth is, I've been a Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town and Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles. And tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA with Randy Mayfield filling in our final segment of this hour. And I'm just going to talk about some of the things that are in the news right now. And that is one that affects me a lot. I don't know how it affects you, but it probably doesn't, either directly or indirectly. And that's the stock market. It has fallen another 528 points as I just looked online. After falling a 300 plus points yesterday and 1,100 points on Wednesday, that's almost 2,000 points in the last 3 days. And well over 6,000 points in the last several months. What does that mean? It means we need mercy. I don't know what's going to happen with all this stuff. Just a couple other quick updates to finish off the hour. The baby formula update. Larry sent me some information on this, but President Biden says he's going to save mothers who need baby formula. Thank you, President Biden. You're going to save mothers. After several months, he's going to fly formula to the U.S. Biden announced that this past Wednesday he would invoke the Defense Production Act to ramp up production of baby formula after months of failing to address this crisis. They've known about this for several months. It's been coming. They knew this one big company in Minneapolis was going to shut down, and but they didn't do anything until they needed it to take precedence over the news of all the other mistakes that they're making. So after several months of doing nothing, he said, we will fly formula into the United States. I don't know where they're flying it in from, but wherever it is, can we trust that over the stuff we've been producing? Maybe. I don't know. But they say the government says they've been working on this for months. Well, yeah, they've been working on a lot of things for months, and nothing's come to fruition at this point. The federal government's worked the last several months, they said, to address the shortfall of infant formula, but additional measures are needed to ensure that infant formula comes to the United States.
I know parents all across the country are worried about finding enough infant formula to feed their babies. As a parent and as a grandparent, I know just how stressful that is. I want to provide a few updates on our work to get more formula into the United States and on the store shelves so it's available to you. Today, I'm invoking what they call the Defense Production Act to ensure that manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe, healthy infant formula here at home. The Defense Production Act gives the government the ability to require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer who may have ordered that good. And I'm also announcing Operation Fly Formula. That's to be able to speed up the import of infant formula and start getting more formula in stores as soon as possible. I've directed the Department of Defense and the Department of Health and Human Services to send aircraft, planes overseas to pick up infant formula that meets U.S. health and safety standards so we can get it on the store shelves faster. And I've directed my team to do everything possible to ensure there's enough safe baby formula and that it's quickly reaching families that need it the most. This is one of my top priorities. And I'll continue to keep you updated on our progress.
This is his top priority, ladies and gentlemen, baby formula. It is a top priority for a lot of people. I'm sure it is. Maybe the economy, maybe inflation, maybe housing, maybe those things too. But this is his top priority. So we're going to get the milk out there to the ladies, and they need it. But like I said, 3 months of knowing there would be a shortage, and this is your top priority all of a sudden. And he's going to Operation Fly Formula, OFF. They're going to fly formula in. Well, I don't know why they didn't act on this sooner, but it's probably due to the COVID issues and inflation and lots of whys that seem to always catch this administration off guard all the time. Why this? Why that? What's going on? There's even conspiracy theories out there and myths that are being propagated, one of which was on Facebook, and it was also credited to the UK health officials that said, mothers who have the COVID vaccine should not nurse, should not breastfeed. Really? Well, I think that's kind of bogus, and it is. A lot of people have said that's not the truth. But there's a roller coaster of information out there, and these people who tweet this stuff and put it out don't know what they're doing. One other thing just to mention, former President George W. Bush, love him or not, he seems to be all over the place sometimes, but he made kind of a verbal slip when he was criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday. He eventually condemned Putin's invasion of Ukraine. But what he said was, He condemned a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. Whoops. Yeah, well, you know. So we've got some good stuff coming up in the next hour. I want you guys to hang with us. We're going to talk to a really good friend of mine from Ukraine. I know Ukraine's been a lot in the news, and Ukraine is very close to my heart, as you know. I've been there many times. And he's going to tell us about what's going on, particularly in medicine. He's a doctor, and he has worked with a lot of medical groups that are taking in medical supplies and doctors to help people in Ukraine, but also in the bordering countries. Mr. Dr. Rostislav Simikov. And we're going to talk about, we'll give you an update on the monkeypox, because I know everybody's concerned about that. I just had a friend who is concerned about maybe having monkeypox because he has a squirrel. They say monkeypox, it did originate with monkeys, but now you can get it from squirrels and rats. So keep squirrels and rats out of your house. And we'll be back with more Larry Connors USA in just a bit. Stay with us.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.